Instant frostbite in the upper Midwest, measles outbreak in the Pacific Northwest, and Apple's FaceTime fail. This is what you need to know. Good morning. This is Cheddar's Need to Know podcast for Wednesday, January 30th, 2019. I'm Carlo Versano here with Jill Wagner.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Jill. And here's what's happening today.
All right. Officials in the upper Midwest are warning of instant frostbite as bitter cold temperatures descend on the area. The USPS has actually canceled mail delivery in parts of Michigan, Indiana, Ohio, Nebraska, and other states because of extremely cold temps and concern for the safety of employees. A lot of schools are closed, and Amtrak canceled all service into and out of Chicago, where the high today is forecast to be 15 below.
Yikes. So I was looking around on the map. The lowest temperature I saw was negative 66 in Minnesota. It's negative 19 in Chicago as we speak, and there's 100 million people under wind chill warnings this morning. Luckily, today is going to be the peak. This is the end of the polar vortex. We just have to get through today. It's downhill from here. The temperatures will go up something like 70 degrees between now and the weekend in parts of Minnesota.
Incredible. All right, Stacey Abrams, the former Georgia gubernatorial candidate, will deliver the Democrats' response to the State of the Union next week. Abrams is considered a rising star in the Democratic Party, and she'll be the first black woman to deliver this traditional response.
She is a very charismatic speaker, and I think she's being looked at as a potential VP candidate for some 2020 candidates, so it'll be interesting to see her on this stage. That said, you know how I feel about the State of the Union. The only thing more useless than the State of the Union would be the response to the State of the Union. The only one I even actually remember is, you remember a few years ago when Marco Rubio was doing it and he grabbed that little water bottle like off to the side during the middle of the speech and, you know, a million memes were born?
Right. On that note, Congressman Joe Kennedy III, he gave the response last year. And what most people remember from that, he apparently had very shiny lips. So he actually tweeted out some advice for Abrams this year. He said, keep snacks handy because the president will talk longer than expected. And misplace your chapstick.
It's kind of like the you can't. It's a no win job.
Right?
It's thankless.
So true. Who would even want it at this point? Okay. Measles outbreak. In other news, Washington State has declared a health emergency over a measles outbreak, with 36 confirmed cases and 11 suspected cases. That number is likely to go up because a lot of these kids travel to very public places. So places like the Portland International Airport and the basketball arena. We should note that area does have lower than normal vaccination rates.
Jill, I read something like 90% of unvaccinated kids who come into contact with the measles virus will get it. Am I being dense that I don't understand how these things happen in this day? Like, didn't we deal with the measles? Didn't we cure the measles?
Yeah, I mean, well, speaking of cures, I guess, Israeli scientists have actually said that they will have a complete cure for cancer in the next year. They say it will have minimal or no side effects and will cost less than other cancer treatments. It uses cancer-targeting peptides and also a toxin to kill cancer cells.
You know, if this is true, this would obviously be the biggest story in the world right now. Color me a little bit skeptical that this is much more than a PR play from these scientists, but it is true that there's significant progress being made in cancer research right now, particularly in this peptide therapy.
Meanwhile, Apple has shut down FaceTime group chats while it works to patch a major eavesdropping bug that allowed callers to hear and even see the person that they're calling before that person picked up. A 14-year-old Fortnite player discovered the glitch, and his mother spent a week trying to alert Apple to the problem before the company acted.
This is a drastic step for Apple to take to actually shut down the FaceTime group chats while they work on this patch. It shows how big of a glitch this was and how seriously they're taking it. You know, Apple makes a point about it being the best equipped tech company in terms of our privacy. It's obviously not very helpful when Tim Cook goes out there and talks about how Facebook doesn't respect user data to have this happen at the same time. The other thing that struck me, Jill, is that it took this woman, God bless her, a week to get them to listen. She actually had to register as a software developer to get someone at Apple to respond.
Jussie Smollett, best known as Jamal on Empire, was brutally attacked in an apparent hate crime in Chicago. Two masked men reportedly jumped Smollett, yelling racist and homophobic slurs. They put a noose around his neck and poured bleach on him. Smollett was treated and released from the hospital.
It was a terrible story. So Smollett comes from the family of civil rights activists, and he himself is actually a very prominent activist in his own right, in addition to being an actor. You know, the FBI reports that hate crimes are on the rise around the country, something like 17% rise last year, I think. So terrible.
All right, and on a much lighter note, tennis great Andy Murray lit up social media after posting an x-ray to announce that he had hip resurfacing procedure done. But that x-ray showed a little more than he likely intended. Some Instagram users noticed that his private parts were also visible in the image. Carlo, take it away.
No, no thanks. I'll let you, I'm not going to touch this one. It's all you.
All right, that's what you need to know for Wednesday, January 3rd.
Thanks, everybody.